Hey there, and welcome back to the Mini Weekend. I'm your host, Jack. Let's get crack a beer and get the ball rolling, Mini. Just here for the beer. Wow. First of all, welcome back. I have to say, I know it's only been 2 weeks. Since I've been, coming at you guys here, but with how this, it's weird. This summer has been going by crazy fast, but at the same time, getting ready for the podcast today and kind of getting everything up here, it feels like it's been a lot longer than just 13, 14 days since we've been on with you guys last, but, needless to say, I hope everybody had a great week off and was able to catch up on all things mini weekend, related. So, yeah, with that 2 weeks off, we got plenty to talk about, so let's just dive right into it. First things first, still keeping it going a bit for you guys. My non-alcoholic drinkers have been still asking for some options, so checked out this new place. So tonight we're drinking the... it's just called the Non-Alcoholic Pale, and it's brewed by Partake Brewing, and it's actually brewed to our neighbors of the north. It's been kind of confusing trying to learn a little bit about them. It's a product of Canada, but the can says imported by Partake Brewery, Chicago, Illinois. But needless to say, yeah, it's, I'm on their website right now. They have their bestsellers front and center. They've been talked about in the New Yorker, Men's Health, Forbes, Newsweek. It's a pretty interesting, thing here. So they're actually, Partake Brewing is actually in Calgary, but it doesn't sound like it's an actual brewery you can visit and kind of stuff like that. Just like a lot of the other breweries that we do, they have a store locator, so you can go in there and find out where to get it from. But you can shop all their stuff. So, like I said, they have a bunch of different options. Like I said, it's we're actually drinking tonight their best seller. So they have a pale, an IPA, a Hefeweizen, a hazy IPA, a blonde, a peach goss, a red. And yeah, if you go online, you can build your own box. You can combine six packs of your favorite styles. Check them out. I gotta say, this is really smooth. The whole process. The whole process of this drink is just very smooth. It's got, like, when you're first trying to. It's like, as it's hitting your tongue and as it's going back there, and it kind of goes in and out of having that hoppy beer taste and like a refreshing kind of like a seltzer, not a seltzer, like a club soda kind of a taste. And I have to say, I'm digging it. I really like this. I think, again, I feel bad. It's not like I'm an alcoholic by any means, or, you know, I only drink alcohol, but, you know, up until last year when we were doing it through Lent, and now it's not like I've drank a lot of non-alcoholic stuff. So as far as looking for, you know, what you look in non-alcoholic stuff, I don't know a ton. But I will say this is very good. If I were to, you know, ever go on a long extended period of time just trying not to drink for whatever reason, I would definitely hop all over this. I'm going to read before we kind of get wind down here on Just Here for the Beer, because we have other things to get to tonight. on the can, it says, with only 10 calories and a pile of international awards, this brew balances the slight bitterness of a West Coast hops with a touch of malty sweetness. With a deep amber hue, it offers a whole lot of crisp, citrusy notes to see you through your campfire, sing-along, puzzle-solving, or roller disco. So, I can see that. So, it's, like I said, really good thus far. I know I really like that spirit I tried for you guys about a month, 6 weeks ago. But man, I gotta say, this has to be, this has to be my favorite non-alcoholic drink I've done for you guys so far. So what should we give it? I'm sorry, I have too much stuff up. I'm trying to get my thing out. So yeah, let's see here. I would probably have to give it, I'm going to give it a 9. I'm going to give it a solid 9. Just because I'm hesitant to give, and again, not a bad thing, I'm hesitant to give any of these non-alcoholic ones any higher than a 9. Just because for those non-alcoholic viewers out there, I don't want you thinking, I think it's out of this world, in my opinion. I think it's solid. I think it's awesome. I think it's a great option. For those that have had this before, let me know what you think of it. And for those that have had more of these partakes, let me know what other ones that you guys like and what else you'd like to hear about on the podcast. Go check them out, drinkpartake.com. Like I said, I personally got these from Total Wine, so if you're looking for that, go check them out there. You can also find them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. So, with that, for the Tommy Town tonight, again, with us being 2 weeks off and in the off season, we do have some news to get you guys caught up on. So, actually, 2 days ago, St. Thomas put a league-high 257 recipients on the Summit Academic Honor Roll. So yeah, like I said, it was announced on the 25th for the second year in a row. St. Thomas topped all Summit League institutions for most recipients on the conference's academic honor roll. The 2022-2023 list included 250 Tommies across the 18 Summit sports they competed in. This year's list recognizes student athletes who record a grade point average of 3.2 or better during this last school year, with honorees having to use at least one season of eligibility, or at least a season of eligibility, essentially, on one of the 7 Summit League sports, such as volleyball, soccer, track and field, swimming, golf, diving, just to name a few. So it doesn't include the football team, and mainly doesn't include football team or the 2 hockey teams. Everything else, it features them, essentially. And the Purple actually had 276 total honors, including 257 individual recipients and 19 Tommies who received awards in both cross country and track and field. Omaha was in second with 258 total honors, South Dakota with 220, and North Dakota State with 212 that had the most. Yeah, so hold your horses on the congratulations here, because there was actually another list that was announced just yesterday, the 26th, and it was the Summit Commissioner's Academic List Honors. It honored 119 Tommies. So just yesterday, the Summit League announced the 1,071 total student-athletes earned on the 22-23 Commissioner's List of Academic Excellence distinction, while Denver secured the Institutional Academic Achievement Award for the third time in its history. This list includes, from last year's 10 members, institutions, and 6 associate members competing in the 17 different sports. The list honors student-athletes for their success in the classroom during the past year. Qualifications include They must carry a 3.5 or better cumulative GPA, have used a year of eligibility, and completed three full semesters or five quarters at the nominating institution. First year transfers and freshmen were not eligible. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. South Dakota State had the most total student athletes selected with 120, while St. Thomas had the second most with 119. So once again, to all of these honorees on both the Summit League commissioners and everything like that, huge congratulations to all of them. I think, hearing stuff like this, it speaks volumes to the kind of students St. Thomas attracts and speaks volumes to what St. Thomas is essentially trying to do. I mean, they're, I think, before people really knew about them while they were in Division III, they really prided themselves not only on being, good in sports and stuff like that, because obviously, like, what, who doesn't, but also taking pride in, hey, like, we're not willing to compromise our academics because we want to be really good at sports. Like, they really, like, it's, I urge you guys, you young guys, or even you college listeners, or even guys like, my age, that it's been, what, almost a decade, practically a decade since we graduated. It's not an easy school to get into. So I think, this is indicative of what St. Thomas is trying to do. Like I said, huge congratulations to all of these students, student athletes, and keep on keeping on. So with that, we do have some other news for you guys. For the women's hockey team, it was announced on Monday that they will play in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame Museum Women's Face-Off Classic. The University of St. Thomas women's hockey team is no stranger to big moments and big games, in part due to being a member of the WCHA. The Tommies will once again play one of its opponents on the biggest stage, as they were tabbed to participate in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame Museum Women's Face-Off Classic. The game will take place at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Thursday, November 9th, at the Maple Grove Ice Arena in Maple Grove, Minnesota. If people that like the mini weekend are looking for a place to find me at, you can bet your ass you're probably gonna find me at this game, since it is very close to where I live. Head coach Joel Johnson had this to say about the game: "We are super excited to be part of the Hall of Fame game, and I know it's a privilege to be a part of this event as we help grow and promote the game of hockey." The annual game looks to raise awareness for the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame Museum in Eveleth, Minnesota, and showcase women's college hockey at the highest level. This season, it will feature the Tommies, who are entering their third season in the WCHA, and the Minnesota State University Mavericks, who are making their first appearance in the Face-Off Classic since 2019. Additional information on the game, including event details and tickets, will be announced in the upcoming week. So, super excited to hear about that. And then last week, there were four members of the 2022-2023 men's basketball team named to the NABC Honors Court. The National Association of Basketball Coaches, on Thursday the 20th, announced the recipients of the Honors Court, with four student athletes from St. Thomas. The NABC Honor Court includes juniors, seniors, and graduate students, student men's basketball athletes at all levels of collegiate basketball who finished the 22-23 school year with a cumulative GPA average of 3.2 or higher. Excuse me. The four Tommy recipients includes Brooks Allen, a finance major; Parker Bjorklund, a business major; Dom Martellini, a fellow finance major; and Riley Miller, who is a business major. So a huge congratulations to them. There are over 1,800 student athletes nationwide that earn spots on the NABC Honors Court. Like I said, this is nationwide. This is nationwide at all levels of, college. Excuse me, college basketball. So that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. So huge congratulations to them on this achievement, and can't wait to see these guys coming back and seeing what they could do next year. This week, that the basketball team news does not stop there, as the day after that was released on Friday the 21st, the St. Thomas men's basketball program added another body to its 2023-2024 roster, an incoming freshman, Ben Oosterbaan. The program and head coach Sean Tower announced the 6'6" guard from Hinsdale, Illinois, was Illinois' All-State second-team selection by the Chicago Sun-Times, Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, and Associated Press, and was named the Suburban Life Player of the Year. He also earned MVP honors at the Illinois All-State Game and the Hinsdale Holiday Classic Tournament. Oosterbaan averaged 20.3 points a game, 6.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and 2 steals a game as a senior, which included a Hinsdale Central High School single season record of 707 points, which is amazing. Tower had this to say about him: his versatility as a big guard will fit well into our offensive schemes, and his competitiveness is evident only a few days into practice. Oosterbaan originally committed to playing baseball at the University of Michigan before deciding to pursue basketball with the Tommies instead. He was an Illinois High School Association Scholastic Achievement Award winner and an all-academic student athlete as well. So, a huge congratulations to him. Can't wait to see him in a uni. And yeah, should be another fun year for our winter sports that are kind of creeping us up on here, since it's practically August here. But as far as Tommy Town is concerned, the last bit of news we have for you guys tonight is, excuse me, sophomore Will Burke was nominated for the All-State AFCA Good Works team the night after our last podcast on the 14th. With the preseason right around the corner, the University of St. Thomas's football team announced redshirt sophomore Will Burke from St. Paul, Minnesota, Crete-Durham Hall specifically, was announced as the All-State Football Coaches Association Good Works team. It was established in 92. This team, the AFSFA Good Works team, looks to highlight college football student athletes and coaches whom community service efforts go above and beyond the field of competition. Burke is a 21 graduate of CDH, was one of 336 college football players nominated for the award across all three NCAA divisions, including football, the FBS and FCS programs. He earned the honor after compiling an impressive resume on and off the field in 2022. A biology major that maintained a 3.76 grade point average during the academic year, garnered the Pioneer Football League Academic Honor Roll for the first time in his career, and he additionally earned Dean's List honors for 5 consecutive semesters at St. Thomas, which is pretty impressive to say the least. So, huge congrats to him. Can't wait to see him in action in the next month. And yeah, like I said, slowly creeping up here. We're less than a week away from being a month away. So, we got about, 35 days until the season gets underway for the Tommy football team, and can't wait to cover them a little more at length once that starts.